Lycée America presents La Méthode Coué, the unofficial fan commentary track. All right, so I'm going to start recording here, so everybody be on your best behavior, please.
No swearing, sir.
I'll try not to.
All right. Hello, Lilytown people, and welcome once again to the Lycée America commentary track. My name is Roshan from Toronto.
My name is Inclining Pizza of Brampton, Ontario, Canada.
My name is Demir, a.k.a. Serves from Akron, Ohio.
I'm Roman from California.
I'm Low Beam from Missouri.
And we have a huge contingent of fans who are in the chat room with us today, but without mics, let me see. Starting at the top, we've got Barrett the Marauder, Big Dan, Jimmy Dean 23 is back again, yet still has not got himself a headset, Gurr. We've got Jung 159, LMC, Pang Mistress, and I think that's everybody.
Excellent. I think this is the biggest outing that we've had for commentary so far, even though it might not include those people that have microphones.
Every week it does get a little bit bigger, yes.
Yeah, this is the most, but not the most that we've had with mics. Didn't we have like 6 or 8 people with mics one time?
I think the most we've had at one time with mics is 6.
That was like last time we did this, right?
Yeah, Fun TV.
So the video we're going to be watching today is another Alize interview. This time we're going back to the Sika Elise era. We're going to be watching her appearance on La Méthode Coué, which is from January the 10th of 2008. So just after Sika Elise came out. It's a really fun appearance. It's only about half as long as Fun TV, but there's a lot of laugh out loud moments, and Alize's reaction to the host's antics are really a highlight. Does anyone have anything they want to say before we get started here?
Yeah, I think the reason why there are so many people that don't have mics is they've had the same trouble of trying to get this thing to be uploaded. I've been scrambling to get this thing to work before the podcast. I didn't even think I was going to be able to do commentary for this thing. But thankfully, I was able to get it to work.
This one has been a little bit of a bear compared to some of the other ones we've had. With most of them, we've been lucky where either people have already encoded it with the subtitles or we're just watching the file, like we're watching a concert appearance or something, and so the files are readily available. This one was a little bit more work. If you're listening at home for the eventual podcast, we'll see what we can do about re-encoding it to actually combine everything together. If not, there will be instructions on how you at home can watch along and follow along with us, along with subtitles on the file.
So are we all ready? Does anybody want to do a countdown?
I know you don't want me to do one right now, because I'll be all over the board.
No more beers for you. This will be the PG-13 rated podcast right here. So to all those preteen Alize fans that are out there right now, we apologize in advance for Cebulski right here.
Oh, come on now, what you gotta say like that?
Oh, don't worry about it, sir. We all love you.
All right, I just want to be friends.
Okay, Roshan, do the countdown.
All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Wow, I really have to turn this down.
Yeah, me too.
Incredibly cute outfit.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I just want to say, you want to punch this guy in the face right about now.
Yeah, my comment is, so is this just way too obvious or what? Well, at least it's provocative, right?
At the same time, can you blame him? I mean, really.
It is Alize. Who would not take the opportunity if they were kind of scummy enough to... I mean, you know, if they could.
Well, the thing, too, I think that... I think he's a pal of Jeremy's as well, so I don't think it's necessarily as scummy as it's coming across.
Well, yeah, but, you know, whatever.
Let's face it, everybody in this room would be doing exactly what he's doing if we were in his position. Don't deny it.
Well,
I claim my Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate myself.
So anyway, yeah, if she sold more discs, would it be worth it? I guess so. Just thinking of Alize's welfare here. Yeah, that was his comment.
This is the fake American girl.
That's Yale,
by the way.
What
do you think about this American... Oh, yeah. What do you think about this American lady? Like, why they chose her... Wonder if it's because of Yell and, you know, Alize, whatever. Probably not. Probably just random.
Happy New Year. It's a Lilytown spectacle for everybody because we got Yell and Alize all in the same room.
There we go.
That is nice.
So I guess she's just some attractive woman that they found for him somewhere. There you go.
Like they're out in the street looking for attractive women. Hey, lady, come here.
Yeah, well, with this guy, you know, you kind of get that impression.
If it's in Paris, you don't have to look very hard for attractive women.
No, you swing a cat and you hit an attractive woman.
Or American women. Although, methinks inside that she's not quite so American. What's with that accent? Where is that from?
Just trying to fit in.
See, look at this, man. Erwin still likes Alize.
I wish.
Indeed, l'Alize, a fabulous song. One just cannot deny it. They were great songs.
Is it just me, or does she look really uncomfortable when they're playing her music?
Yeah, poor Alize. She's, like, trying to move on, you know? Well, and I think she always kind of has that, like... Yeah,
it's... To me, it's almost modesty, too.
Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Well, she hasn't been able to say a lot. I mean, they're just playing her music. She's in an interview, right? She should be saying some stuff, and she's just sitting there doing nothing.
Well, no, I mean... But that's why she kind of had that look, like he was saying.
I love how they cut Spy de la Cie together to make sort of a faux 50-60 video. It works really well.
Yeah, I was thinking too bad the 50-60 video wasn't out by that time. Oh, well.
They do a really good job with it, though. It looks pretty awesome.
It's one of the better interviews.
Oh, right here. This guy. Is she looking at that guy? Look at the way he's... Look at that look. How'd you like her to smile at you like that? Flash shows, indeed, but none with us. Cry. Well, I guess people did want the same thing. But at least I had fun working with people and great experience and all that, so that's good. I wonder what she's doing today. I guess she's heading back home, huh?
So the monitor on the side here, it's basically monitoring her pulse to see, like, how worked up she gets, or...
Yeah, that's really,
that's
like,
correct.
Something to that effect.
Yeah, that thing they clamped on her finger, I believe that's her pulse. It's kind of interesting, too, the times that it shoots up toward the top.
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention to that. Yeah.
How tall is Alize, by the way?
She just said 1.6 meters.
I think that translates to like 5'3", 5'4".
Yeah, that's 5'3". That's not short. That's not unusual at all. And then the other lady was joking about it, and she's only 1.63 meters.
Wide shot.
Yes, the chateau is real. I've been there. Il s'appelle Chateau Champlâtre.
English?
The chateau is called the Chateau Champlâtre.
That's where they shot the Mademoiselle Juliet video.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, I went there in July. Yes, a gold disc created by her reputation and the love of the fans. She got that right away for the sales they did immediately.
I think it's funny she says this is the first one that'll go in her apartment. The rest, all her stuff is back at her parents' house. I wonder if her parents are like everybody else's parents. I wish they'd get this crap out of the house.
Well, Alize has her own room there, right?
Family.
Yeah, but Dad wants to put a pool table in there.
Oh, right, okay.
Get your gold disc off the ground, Alize.
Well, now that Alize has a new house, maybe she'll actually have room to put her own stuff there.
So they're teasing her here about how she's a little bit nosy, and Jeremy's getting SMSs, like cell phone messages, and it's like, who is that? Who's calling?
I just want to say Natri from Lilytown, USA has joined the chat. Welcome, Natri.
Hey, Natri, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, mate. It's going pretty well, pretty well. How about you?
Good, man, good. We've started the video here. We're just a couple minutes in here. I'm at 8:27 right now.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I think it's interesting she shows a little bit about herself where she's jealous and nosy and things like that.
Yeah, man. Okay, I can say it now. I'd like to have seen Alize being jealous, just for the experience, you know. Probably not so much at the time, but, you know, for those who adore Alize, we want to experience her life.
Yeah, not geeky at all, right?
No, not at all. This is interesting how before she says, yes, I trust him totally, and then she asks, so if your guy gets a call from a female friend when you have dinner, and she's like, no, that's not possible.
Yeah, that's excellent.
She didn't really say that she wouldn't allow it, just that it wouldn't happen. So, yeah, I don't know.
I think it wouldn't
happen. That's why I need,
wouldn't allow it.
That's why I need Jeremy to come along when I have dinner with Alize, because, you know, we can't have a double standard here.
You're at the other end of the table, and you're giving her eyes. Like eye shot.
Does anyone else feel a little bit of Howard Stern up in here? Dang.
Yeah, when she goes off with that.
Howard Stern, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Just from what she was saying, you know.
Oh, with the whole sex toy joke.
It was a clever little segue in asking her if she ever used drugs there. Non pas, Alize, jamais. L'impétoire d'Alize.
She's still back on the handbag. No, it's really cool to have a handbag now.
No, she was saying that they make them big nowadays. You know, it's a style. Because a huge MP3 player.
Oh, I already have one.
On the sofa, but it's a chair. Ha! Okay, I think I have the translation of these titles, which was not included here. Okay, test me, detest me. That's kind of easy to figure out. Does Alize listen to Priscilla? It appears not so much. Test me, detest me? Yeah. The sink is beautiful. Look up that song. Its history is ridiculous. I don't know.
This is good.
Yeah, he's pretty good with this stuff. She goes to look.
So what's this one?
I really like your ass.
Uh-oh.
That's funny, she's like, I'm scared. So he turned 18 or something like that.
Hey, I just want to let everyone know, it's Michael just joining from elizaamerica.com. Welcome.
Hello?
Hey, we're 12 and a half minutes in. It's like everyone, he's handsome. So Zazie's rattling off a bunch of guys' names here. One might indeed think Alize to have had many boyfriends. C'est Alize, la fille la plus attirante du monde.
Natasha, wait a second.
Don't you wish you dated that brunette in high school? I bet that's what a lot of her old classmates must have been thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she only made it as far as is 15, though. Let's see what...
That's like grade 10, I think.
I'll be right back, guys, and you know why.
Oh, he's breaking the seal.
This was a nice little, kind of giving the background of her to people who wouldn't know.
Now, I think she's got her confused with...
It's a Julie thing. This is funny.
Well, I think she's got her confused with Yell, because Yell's the lead singer for Yell is Julie.
Oh, that's an interesting point. But no, I think there was a rumor that Alize's name was Julie. I had heard that before.
I heard the one about her arms being cut off.
Yeah, I'd heard that one too.
Wow, that's a shot of my land right there.
It was while she was gone.
Very, very showy. Yeah, I go.
Yeah, not so sure about that translation.
Let's face it, with Milan's career, a lot of her stuff was very, very showy.
Showy's the word.
Concerts more than anything else, yeah.
One of the things she tried to avoid when she separated from her and went on with her own style. Are these translations accurate?
I don't know. I think so. That sounds about right. Man, people
with
suck.
Reason,
just trying
yeah.
to, just trying to screw with the fans, I guess. Someone's starting that rumor.
I love the way she says 50-60.
Oh, yeah. Disappointed? I don't think so. At least us. I mean, we were thrilled to hear when Alize was back, of course, but then angry that somebody leaked her song, not that we were disappointed with the song.
Cried like a baby.
Well, from what I understand, too, the final version of it really wasn't all that different from the version that was leaked, was it?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Oh, and Mademoiselle Juliette was leaked too, by the way. You know, it's interesting, like, you never see pictures of her mother, like, you know, and I wonder, in the last year has she gone around with Alize? We've seen her father a number of times. Yeah, she had a wild teenage time.
Teenage time.
Specify time.
Yeah.
Period in life. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to watch this thing and talk at the same time.
Elle est la vraie Lolita.
Oh, I was going to say, when they showed that necklace, she does have some nice jewelry. I think I like the key the best, though.
I'm partial towards the gold Casio calculator watch.
I like that part with the spider. A giant spider will appear soon.
Yeah, she actually looks a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that's what we're thinking right now. Yeah, let's see some of that back action.
It's a big design like Superman. What the heck?
Well, no, it's like the big S that he has on the back of his cape.
Yeah, I know. Well, on his cape, okay.
It's how he say. It's all great.
Some of that back action.
Yeah.
We're all nerds here, come on.
This is great, this is great. The part where he pretends
to be her. That's too funny. Yeah, and now he's just gonna beat somebody down in the parking lot. No, I hope not.
Lily Fu, totally worth the beat down, right, Roshan?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
They make fun of the way she pronounces Ajaxio, but I don't really notice the difference between the way she says it and the way they say it.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to the day when I can tell the difference in the accents. Canadian accent sounds a little funny, but I can't distinguish between Ajaxian and... Well, I let RMJ drive. I haven't experienced it yet, but it didn't seem that bad. She should go to San Francisco. Hola. Oh, yeah, I tried to look up the translation of her insult there, but not really sure.
Is it really
Space Case? I don't know how good of a translation that is. I tried to ask on Word Reference, didn't really get a... Oh, man, they're never going to let him live that photo down. The pink shirt and beret.
Oh, dear.
See, that's why he doesn't make... That's why he's not in the limelight anymore. That's why he stays in the studio.
So she's 4 in a couple weeks. She has, what, maybe a year before being tied down to school?
Sweet. Let the pandemonium begin.
Had luck to do both. Well, not so sure. Obviously, she's not giving up the one, but... Things have gone differently. I don't know, man. Maybe she'd be working on another one by now.
Album or kid?
Yeah, the kid. That's what they're saying. She's saying maybe after the tour.
Oh, okay.
This bit is great.
It is pretty funny.
Oh, man.
The guy playing Jeremy is such a goof, though.
Yeti does such a great job.
Hey, she enjoys it. That's good enough.
She looks like she's embarrassed.
Well, God, wouldn't you be?
Yeah, that's her
husband. I know I am.
No, I mean in terms of accuracy.
No, come on. Let's not slam Jeremy. Jeremy's all right.
Okay,
come on.
Okay. Yeah, Jeremy, we love you.
Well, she loves him. That's good enough.
Exactly.
As I think I said before, that's just wrong, the Midland part here.
Follow his example.
He's lost his pants.
I know, his pants are totally falling off. Well, you know, wearing your pants like that, you're really opening yourself up to...
opening yourself up?
To comments.
I love the look on her face.
Where have I seen this before?
I don't know. I think you'd remember that, right?
She's trying to help.
You gotta love a reaction right here. Trying to mimic it.
You're not moving enough, come on.
I mean, you've already ruined yourself for life, why don't you just go along with it?
You might as well go all the way.
Yeah. I like that part. I left my socks in the room.
Wow. That's just wow.
That was quite a performance, I gotta say.
Yeah, this guy's pretty good. Except for the whole getting the shoes back on. She really did have a lot of people working on that album, you know?
Well, she needed her help. A lot of help. I mean, she was just starting to work on her own image, so, and she can't really play any instruments or write any songs for herself, so she's gotta work on the bottom, right?
Well, she just picked, you know, different people that she wanted to do, you know, a couple songs here and a couple songs there. I don't think it's even so much that. It's just she had to find people to do different parts, and she wasn't gonna have anybody doing the whole thing.
Some pretty good names,
think she,
too.
I don't think she wanted to, anyway. She wanted to get a variety. They cut it off too soon.
Yeah.
We need more HD Alize.
Oh, yeah, HD. Where was the red camera back in 2000-whatever? back in the early days, too.
You know, Alize actually promoted the invention of that camera just for being born.
Yeah, give us a reason to need it, right?
Oh, jeez.
HD back action.
Oh.
If I ever Yeah, if Alize were to ever understand English and listen to this commentary, if she ever met me in real life, she'd give me a big slap across the face.
I think you're fortunate in that regard, then.
Yeah, it'd still feel good. Totally worth the beatdown, right?
Oh, man. But wouldn't
wow,
it be
so
sad making
one.
Alize angry? Yeah, where's the second hour?
Yeah, seriously, that was a lot shorter than what we're used to.
That's why I was saying sometimes we need to get multiple videos. I mean, you consider all the videos that we have, man, we could just string together a bunch of stuff.
Well, we're pretty and well getting to the point where we're going to have to do that.
Starting to run out of videos to comment.
I mean, we're kind of running out of things to comment on in terms of commentaries, right? So, yeah, I mean, I'm happy to do these podcasts. I'm happy to comment on Alize all day. I mean, you should see what I'm like in real life when I'm talking about her. It's not pretty, but hey, at least I get to talk about her, right?
Yeah, I think I've pretty much spent my credit on that with the people I know.
Yeah, the people I know are kind of sick of hearing me talking about her, so.
Yeah, I told you it was a couple years ago that I found out about Alize, and not the fondue thing. I'll have to tell you guys about that when we're not on the air. But I'm just saying, in terms of talking about Alize, I used to talk about her all the time last year in my French class, and the rants I would go on about her, like, whenever I bring up the name Alize to any of my classmates, they either smile and laugh their asses off, or they run away screaming. I mean, it's not that bad, but some of them just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
What, running away or smiling?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah, it's sort of like, oh, well, you know, it's like whatever happens, like, oh, how that relates to Alize.
You know, you're an Alize fan where you could turn any everyday conversation into something about Alize.
Well, the best one I've got is a couple months ago, I went to see, what was that Will Smith movie called? Not The Pursuit of Happiness, the other one he did.
Hancock.
No, after that, after Hancock.
I'm like 7 pounds or something.
7 pounds, that's the one. So that's the one that he did with Rosario Dawson. And there's a scene about two-thirds of the way through the movie where they play a French song by, what is his name? Charles I'm going to have to...
Aznavour.
Yes, thank you, Aznavour. And it's funny because it was the same song that Alize had done with Jennifer at that tribute.
Formi formidable.
Yes, exactly. For me, formidable. And so they're dancing along to the song, and I don't realize it, but I'm sitting there next to my brother in the theater. I'm quietly singing along with it. And my brother looks at me, and he's like, how the hell do you know that song? Like, he was absolutely amazed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, you know, Alize did it with Jennifer at a tribute at the guy's 80th birthday. And my brother's look of amazement turns to this look of disgust. He's like, oh, my God, it's like you're in a cult or something.
Yes! Up with the cult of Alize.
Together, we ride for the goddess.
The Alize Army. Do you ever see the Alize Army logo?
Oh, no. The Order of Alize.
Well, we're a part of the Order. L'Ordre d'Alize for life. Pour la vie.
This has been a production of Alize America, copyright 2009 and fully owned by its hosts. Our theme music was produced and performed by I'm Raj. You can find more podcasts, high-quality videos, image galleries, discussion forums, and more, all dedicated to the one and only Alize, at www.alizeamerica.com. Dans la langue de Molière, toi, tes eyes, ton os, tes lips adorables. Tu n'as pas compris, tant pis, ne t'en fais pas, viens t'endormir.